Chase Council learned the community is in the line of fire after a report from Fire Smart Coordinator Michael Henderson. At the January 28 meeting, Henderson provided a wildfire risk assessment that said after nearly a century of no fire policy, climate change and the mountain pine beetle, the area is primed for wildfire. Overall risk analysis here, Chase's climate is very prone to wildfire, it's a known fact. It's semi-arid, it sees 30 degrees Celsius in summer, he said, adding that wind patterns, the amount of vegetation and reduced snowpack all add to the risk. The combined impact of all of these is significant. Henderson also referenced a recent study that ranked Chase 7th in the top 10 for the highest burn probability among small communities across Canada, with Sicamous, Sorrento, Grindrod and Knockisp also making the list. To be the 7th highest burn probability is quite a concern, he said, with his report stating, while the study may exaggerate risk, it is safe to say that Chase can expect a wildfire worthy of evacuation notice within a couple decades. Assuming a wildfire were to encroach on village perimeters with existing preparatory measures, there is concerning probability of losses similar to North Shuswap in 2023. Henderson added that he and staff are looking into introducing a wildfire development permit area and related bylaws to ensure properties are built to fire smart specifications from the start, which he said other communities such as Vernon already have. That would allow the village to enforce fire smart measures among residents, who so far haven't really embraced it. I wasn't getting as much interest from residents in fire smart assessments as I was hoping, considering in 2023 how close the community was to evacuation, he said. So that's something a little concerning to me. Council received the report for information but Count. Dan Stevens late proposed a resolution for the Southern Interior Local Government Association that the province increase financial commitments for wildfire prevention in wildfire urban interface risk classes 1 to 3, which are the highest.